Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
It's Monday, and I'm so glad that you're with us today on Derek Prince Legacy Radio. My name is Stephen Mansfield. Joining me today is David Holland, who not only is here for his many years of pastoral experience and scholarship, but also because, as you can tell, my voice is just a little raspy, and I don't want you to have to listen to me too much. Dave, thanks for being here.
Hi, Stephen. Happy to help.
You know, last week was great, this whole series on giving and money and God's plan for your money that Derek's been teaching us. And this week, we're going to be in a second week of this. I'm very, very excited about it, because Derek is just putting the word right between our eyes when it comes to giving and receiving. And boy, if there was ever a generation that needs to hear that, both to cut through our materialism but also rely on the promises of God, it's this generation.
Well, that's exactly right. A significant number of divorces result from stress and strain over finances. A significant amount of disease comes from stress. Therefore, it's really, really important that we be rightly related to money. And as Derek has been pointing out, that is an indicator that we're rightly related to God.
I think we could almost use it as a thermometer, in a sense, a spiritual thermometer. If we're feeling fear about money, then we're almost certainly walking in fear in the rest of our lives. If we're feeling greed and materialism and a tight-fistedness, that's probably the way it is where we are with people and what have you. I think we should carefully look at the attitude we have towards money and giving as this series unfolds, and then really deal with those issues in our heart.
It touches every part of our lives. Very, very important stuff we're going to be hearing today.
Well, let's get right to it. Derek today is going to be talking about the grace of giving. I'm eager to walk in that. I'm sure you are, Dave, and our listeners are, so let's get right to it as Derek teaches us.
In my talks on this theme last week, I shared that God has a plan for every area of our life, and that includes our money. Our money is not outside God's will and God's plan for our lives. Furthermore, our attitude to money reveals our attitude to God. We have a choice between God or mammon. We cannot serve both. And offering our money, or whatever it may be, is an essential part of worship. And when we give our money to God, we're giving an important part of ourselves, our skills, our talents, our time, our strength, and so on. I also explained last week a simple way that's both practical and scriptural to put God first with our money, and that is tithing. Tithing means systematically setting aside the first tenth of your income for God, and not encroaching on that, not taking that first, but always seeing that God gets his portion before you begin to use the rest of your income for any other portion. The scripture reveals very clearly that to practice tithing faithfully brings God's blessing, but to deal unfaithfully with our money brings God's curse. However, tithing is only the foundation. On this foundation of tithing, we build with various kinds of offerings which are over and above the tithe. The Bible also teaches us to help the poor with alms or charity. And the Bible reveals that proper giving of our money is an insurance against evil times. When evil times come upon the world, upon the people round about us, if we have dealt faithfully with our money, God will protect us and watch over us and our families because we have committed our finance to Him. Now, in my talk today, I'm going to speak about the spiritual key to the only kind of giving that is truly acceptable to God. And it's expressed in one simple and beautiful word. The word is grace. We're not talking about giving by law or by commandment, but in the New Testament, we're talking about giving that comes out of grace. This is what Paul speaks about in that great giving chapter that we've quoted several times already. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 7. He says to the Christians in Corinth, But just as you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in complete earnestness, and in your love for us, see that you also excel in this grace of giving. So the Corinthian church was well equipped with spiritual gifts and graces. It also had a good attitude, had love. But Paul says, be sure you don't miss out on this other tremendously important grace, the grace of giving. And in this chapter, which deals with giving, the word grace occurs 7 times. It's the key word. So unless we understand grace and how grace motivates giving, we really can't understand God's plan for our money as revealed in the New Testament. You see, there are 2 things, law and grace. Now, law is external. It's written on tablets of stone. It's in front of your eyes. It says, do this, don't do that. But it's not inside us. And something else inside us, the old nature, the rebel nature, resists what's written on the tablets outside. But grace is different. Grace is internal. It works from within, not from without. It's written on the heart, not on tablets of stone, and it's written there only by the Holy Spirit. No other agent can write the grace of God in our hearts but the Holy Spirit. Now we need to see how the New Testament contrasts law and grace. In John chapter 1, verse 17, it says this, for the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. So grace comes only through Jesus Christ. The law came through Moses. But if we want grace, it's made available to us only through Jesus Christ. Furthermore, it's made available only through the cross. It's only through the cross and what Jesus did on the cross that grace has been released and made available to the human race. This is true also in the area of finance. What Jesus did on the cross made provision for our prosperity. This again is in that same chapter of 2 Corinthians, chapter 8, verse 9, where Paul says, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that you, through his poverty, might become rich.
You know, one of the great truths of the Bible is that we never are asked to do something by the Lord that he does not give us the grace to do. And when the Bible tells us that there is a grace for giving, this is great news because it means that while God has called us to give, he's also given us grace to accomplish it. Let's learn to walk in the grace of giving. There's more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
The Bible speaks clearly about money, yet the war between poverty and prosperity rages. What does God really want the believer to have? Derek Prince provides some answers through 2 helpful resources on finances, one a book and the other an audio CD. In his book, God's Plan for Your Money, Derek explores your role as a steward of God's resources. And in his audio CD titled Christian Principles of Finance, Derek provides vital insight into the laws that really govern your financial future. Combined, these resources will help answer questions such as, what is the truth behind sowing and reaping? Why would God use you to bless others? And how can you apply God's principles of abundance to your finances? Right now, Derek Prince Legacy Radio listeners can get these 2 powerful resources for a gift of $15 or more to help extend the reach of Derek Prince Legacy Radio. It's because of faithful friends like you that Derek Prince Legacy Radio can reach thousands every day with solid biblical teaching. If you or someone you love is struggling with finances, don't delay. Call now. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. With these timeless resources, you'll understand God's plan for abundance. And with your gift of $15 or more, you'll keep Derek Prince Legacy Radio coming to you and so many others around town and around the world. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771 or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. It's great to have you here today. We are learning today about the grace of giving. This is part of a broader series that Derek Prince has been teaching us about how to give, about God's plan for our money, about how our hearts and our whole lives really are attached to our attitudes towards money. And so I really want you to examine your heart and whatever surfaces, whatever comes out as you're dealing with this issue of money, look at it as an issue not just of your finances, but of your whole life. Let's listen now as Derek teaches us.
2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, where Paul says, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich." Notice first of all the key word there at the beginning, grace. It's not law, it's grace. We can't earn it. And the grace there is manifested in an exchange. Jesus was rich, but he became poor out of his grace, that we in turn through his grace, being poor, might become rich with his riches. Jesus exhausted the poverty curse of the broken law, that in return, through grace, we might receive the wealth of the kingdom of God made available to us. So there's the essence of grace. It's through Jesus Christ, and it's through the cross. The New Testament reveals also concerning grace that grace is received only through faith. The very essence of grace is that it cannot be earned. There is nothing we can ever do that will deserve the grace of God. So Paul says this in Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9. "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." Notice the order, by grace, through faith, not by works. I'm not speaking to you this week about a plan that you can earn for your money. I'm speaking about something that you can receive only by grace, through faith. And then in Galatians 5, verse 6, Paul says this, "For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything, but faith working through love." So faith is the only way we can appropriate the grace of God, and that faith that appropriates God's grace works by love. Now this is the spiritual key to right giving. I want to say it very clearly. Grace received through Jesus and through the cross by faith that works through love. I'm going to say that once more. The spiritual key to right giving is grace, not law, but grace, received through Jesus and through the cross by faith and working by love. And I want to emphasize this, the Bible's principles of finance as unfolded in the New Testament can only be apprehended by faith. You must respond to this message with faith. And faith means that we act, that we do something. Faith without actions is dead. What do? We give. We give before we have received. That's contrary to the thinking of the natural mind. The natural mind says, "I can't afford to give." Faith says, "You can't afford not to give." Because that's the key to receiving. Luke 6:38, listen to what Jesus says. "Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, they will pour into your lap. For whatever measure you deal out to others, it will be dealt to you in return." What happens first? Do we receive or do we give? The answer is, we give. Give, and it will be given back. We give to God, and God causes men to give back to us. That's God's control over the situation. And then Jesus brings out this second principle in that verse. Whatever measure you deal out to others, it will be dealt to you in return. You want to receive generously? then Jesus says you have to give generously. Isn't that remarkable? In actual fact, you have the key to your financial prosperity. It's in your hand. It's the key of faith, responding to God's grace. And you can do two things. You can take the initiative. You can give. You don't have to wait. You can give. You can also set the proportion in which you wish to receive. Because the proportion in which you give determines the proportion in which you receive.
You know, we really shouldn't be surprised that the Bible says that giving is the key to receiving when it comes to our money. The fact is, the Bible says also that we're only forgiven when we also forgive others. The Bible says very clearly that God waits for us to forgive others before we are forgiven. This is very much the truth with our money as well. Giving is the key to receiving. And that's good news, because it means that what you receive is in your hands. It's determined by your giving. More to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
The Bible speaks clearly about money, yet the war between poverty and prosperity rages. What does God really want the believer to have? Derek Prince provides some answers through two helpful resources on finances, one a book and the other an audio CD. In his book, God's Plan for Your Money, Derek explores your role as a steward of God's resources. And in his audio CD titled Christian Principles of Finance, Derek provides vital insight into the laws that really govern your financial future. Combined, these resources will help answer questions such as, what is the truth behind sowing and reaping? Why would God use you to bless others? And how can you apply God's principles of abundance to your finances? Right now, Derek Prince Legacy Radio listeners can get these two powerful resources for a gift of $15 or more to help extend the reach of Derek Prince Legacy Radio. It's because of faithful friends like you that Derek Prince Legacy Radio can reach thousands every day with solid biblical teaching. If you or someone you love is struggling with finances, don't delay. Call now. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. With these timeless resources, you'll understand God's plan for abundance. And with your gift of $15 or more, you'll keep Derek Prince Legacy Radio coming to you and so many others around town and around the world. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. It's great to have you here. And it's also great to have David Holland, my good friend and one of the producers of this show, to help us really digest what we're learning from Derek Prince. Dave, thanks for being here.
Oh, Stephen, it's my pleasure. I'm really profoundly struck by what Derek is bringing us today. Because when we talk about finances and being obedient in our finances, we don't often think about God's grace being involved. And I love that aspect that Derek is emphasizing today. You know, we often think of grace as, you know, the standard definition being God's unmerited favor, which makes grace seem like just a disposition on God's part, a favorable disposition, which is absolutely the case. But if you look at the word grace throughout the New Testament, it really is used about to describe a supernatural enablement, a gift of God's work on our hearts, a gift of empowerment. And that's precisely what Derek is talking about today. God just doesn't give us a commandment to give and to share and to tithe and to be obedient to do what he says to do. There's a grace that is available. And if you just substituted the word supernatural enablement, or a gift of a supernatural enablement, for that word grace, you would really have the essence of what the Lord is trying to say to us. Yes, we have some very rigorous, challenging instructions from God where our finances are concerned. But as Derek has pointed out today, grace is made available to us. God's written it upon our hearts. We can boldly approach his throne of grace for help in time of need. So if you're listening today and you're really wrestling and challenged by this call to obedience, this call to consecration where offerings and tithes are concerned, please know and take comfort in the fact, take encouragement in the fact of knowing that grace is available, a supernatural enablement to obey, to respond, and then to thereby enjoy all of those blessings, all of that peace, all of that fruit that comes from being obedient where your finances are concerned.
You know, Dave, I really think that there are some folks listening who need to nail this down today.
Yeah.
They're listening. Maybe they were listening all last week. Maybe they've got on the website, derekprince.org, listened over the weekend, and they still feel some hesitation. But, you know, the Bible says you've got to come to a decision. God says, test me, step into this, experience this. And there are some folks who are attending a good church but have been afraid to tithe, afraid to give. I think they need to get an agreement with their spouse and cut a check today to that church for the 10% that they're behind on, or they need to give something that maybe God's been speaking to them about giving. But I just don't think there's any question that there's some folks listening today who need to drive a stake right in the heart of the spirit of poverty, the spirit of greed, the spirit of financial fear, and get the job done today.
I suspect you're right. There's great power in that. There's a verse in Colossians that says, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, so walk in him. Well, in Ephesians, we know how we receive Christ Jesus as Lord. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, it is by grace you are saved through faith, that not of yourself. So there's this conjunction of grace and faith that causes us to be saved. Well, that verse in Colossians says that's how we live out every other aspect of our Christian life, including this obedience where finances is concerned. There's a grace available, and then you have to take a step of faith. God provides grace. You merge that with faith, and that even that faith is a gift from God. And right now, God is speaking to hearts, as you have suggested, that where people need to take that step of obedience, grace is available. Now they need to take a step of faith, and they will see a breakthrough. There's no question in my mind that people will see a breakthrough if they'll take a step of obedience, but it will be a step of faith.
Well, and Dave, we also want to just touch on this issue that Derek has touched on, which is somewhat controversial. Some folks who tend to raise funds outside of churches tend to teach that the tithe is meant to go to a wide variety of organizations. But Derek, I think, taught it correctly, that you tithe to where you're fed.
Right.
That you're supposed to bring the increase, as the Bible says, into your storehouse, into the place where you're fed. And most people listening to this program attend a good church with a good pastor who teaches the word, and that's where their tithe needs to go. Now, there's also other kind of giving and other kinds of support, and certainly we always are encouraging that when it comes to Derek Prince Ministries. But it's very, very important that people tithe where they're being fed spiritually.
That's exactly right. And as we've been saying for some time now, you know, if the Holy Spirit prompts you to give somewhere, give. If he's prompting you to give to Derek Prince Ministries, if you're being fed through this broadcast, it's certainly biblically appropriate that you do so and that you share. If that's what the Holy Spirit is prompting you to do, we would encourage you to obey. If he's prompting you to give somewhere else, then we would encourage you to obey that prompting as well. For those who are going to share a gift in support of this outreach at this time, we have a special thank you gift available for them, Stephen. It is a bundle of resources that we're calling our financial resource bundle, and it involves a book by Derek, God's Plan for Your Money, and also an audio CD teaching called Christian Principles of Finance. Share a gift of $15 or more at this time. We'd be happy to send that out to you as our thank you gift. And you can do that giving online at derekprince.org. But most importantly, get this truth down in your heart. Get this truth that there is grace available for you to get a breakthrough where your finances are concerned, where your obedience and your finances are concerned, because that obedience is the key. Everything else will follow behind your obedience to God's word where this is concerned.
Dave, good stuff. Thanks for helping us process this.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks, Stephen.
Listen, that's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
To request the financial resource pack, give us a call toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. This special bundle includes two valuable resources, Derek's timeless book, God's Plan for Your Money, and his audio CD, Christian Principles of Finance, both available for your gift of $15 or more to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Find out more about Derek Prince online at derekprince.org.